I've been thinking a lot about gaining wisdom, specifically gaining godly wisdom. And it's so precious when we have the wisdom of the Lord and really deny ourselves, but just trust Him. Trust Him. He's all wise, He's all omniscient, all powerful. Why wouldn't we trust Him? And I was thinking about, we put our trust in a lot of things in this world. We have a lot of people that want to give us, maybe in good intentions, want to give us advice. We have people in our lives. We have financial advisors. We have legal counsel. We have politicians have political advisors. There are people that advise us in relationships like marriage and so on and so on. But to seek the advice and the counsel of God, there is absolutely no higher source of knowledge and wisdom than right here in His Word. And it's available to all of us. There are mysteries, but see, there's no secrets. He made it so plain for us to understand. And let's just read the first, say, 13 verses of Proverbs chapter 3. And we know that Proverbs was written by Solomon. We know that he wrote the Song of Solomon when he was in his youth, Proverbs in his middle years. But later in his years, he wrote Ecclesiastes. But for today, let's just spend a little time in Proverbs. And he's addressing this proverb to his son. He says, "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding." And that's what I want to dwell on today a bit. "In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord." That means give reverence to the Lord. "And depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine." A proverb, by definition, is usually a short sentence or a small verse drawn from a long experience. And Solomon sure had a lot of experiences in his life. And one commentator that I was reading about described a proverb as a proper mixture of horse sense and holy sense. I kind of like that. Common sense is kind of rare these days, it seems like. And, Solomon learned a lot from his own experiences. But, he also learned a lot from experiences of other people. And maybe sometimes they were successful, and maybe sometimes they were failures. But we can all learn from our successes, and maybe we learn even more from our failures, don't we? I remember when Michael was living at home, my son, and we'd occasionally have a little talk. And I said, "Son, you're going to make mistakes. Don't be afraid to make mistakes. Don't venture to try and make mistakes, but you're going to make a few. It's inevitable. We still make mistakes. But see, we don't want to dwell on our mistakes because God doesn't. But we can learn from them. And I also told him, I said, if you watch other people, you don't want to judge anybody, ever, ever. But, you'll learn from their mistakes too, And I think he, to a large degree, I'm very proud of him in that he gleaned a lot from that little bit of advice. Well, we know that knowledge is the acquisition of facts. Pretty straightforward. But wisdom is the ability, it's the skill to rightly apply those facts. The book of Proverbs is just this wonderful resource that we have at our disposal. It is just full of God's wisdom, his counsel, his advice. As a father, a loving father to us as sons. And in a large way, it kind of parallels, you know, the parable that Jesus spoke about, you know, the man who built his house upon the sand and etc. We want to build our house upon the rock. And that's our godly counsel. The foolish man builds his house on the sand, but the wise man builds his house upon the rock, which is the word of God. The book of Proverbs also can be looked at in another way. It can be as a story of perhaps two different schools of thought. So on the one school, you have the school of foolishness. And the other school is the school of wisdom. Now, Proverbs illustrates, and I'll give you a couple of examples briefly this morning, four types of fools. Don't want to spend a lot of time on them, but there's the simple fool. Okay, he's the simple-minded fool. Proverbs 7:7 says, a young man void of understanding. I had a boss once that was talking about a client of ours that, I don't know where this fellow was coming from, but as he left our office, my boss said, he don't know that he don't know. That's when you're really dumb, when you don't even know that you don't know. You know, I think Socrates said, I know that I'm intelligent because I know nothing. Then there's the hardened fool. It's a stubborn person. Proverbs 1:7 says, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. They don't not just want it, they hate it. Also, Proverbs 10:23 says, it is as a sport to a fool to do mischief. It's like a game. Proverbs 12:23, the heart of fools proclaimeth foolishness. They just can't help to do what they're going to do. They don't know any better. Then there's the arrogant fool, the proud one. Proverbs 21:24, proud and haughty scorner is his name. Proud and haughty. Where's the humility in that fool? Well, there isn't any. He's so proud of himself that in himself he becomes a fool. Proverbs 15:12, a scorner loveth not one that reproveth him, neither will he go unto the wise. He won't even seek wisdom. Oh, I got it. I know what I'm doing. I'm so smart. What a fool. Then there's the brutish fool, the one that's prone to violence. And as it's described in Webster's, showing little intelligence. Proverbs 17:21, he that begetteth a fool doeth it to his sorrow. And the father of a fool hath no joy. See, we bring honor and praise to our godly father when we seek his wisdom, when we seek his counsel, when we act according to his will, when we submit ourselves to his ways. He loves us. And why wouldn't he? He created you. He didn't create you to condemn you. He didn't create you to punish you. He created you to love you. I don't think any of us desired to have children because we wanted to, be disciplinarians. Our children were created out of love, out of a desire to love a child. How much more your father loves you. But how different the school of wisdom is. The school of wisdom is the other school that we see in Proverbs. You see, wisdom protects her students, directs her students, and perfects her students. See, God's protection is like It's like this impenetrable fortress where nothing can harm you. Nothing. And God's direction is always for our good. He doesn't lead us into evil ways, but it's for our good and for His glory. And His perfection is made manifest in His people who endeavor to continually grow in grace and in the knowledge of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Isn't that where we're attaining? Perfection. He's the one that's going to do it, not me. So given the choice, let's say you're graduating from high school and you're given the choice of going to two colleges. Would you prefer to go to the school of foolishness or to the school of wisdom? Precious hearts, you've heard the term a full ride scholarship. You know, maybe a child has graduated from high school with honors and done all these wonderful things, been a leader and student leadership and all these things, and somebody offers them a full ride. Room, board, books, education, everything. That's what we've been offered. We have been offered a full ride scholarship in the school of wisdom. And the Holy Spirit is our instructor. He's our supreme instructor. You know, I ran out of time. So I don't want to cut time away from Brother Ray. Pray for Ty. He's ill this morning. I think he's ill, but he's not here. But pray for Brother Ray Quintana as he brings forth the word in our Bible study this morning. God bless you.